At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
I was on a mission to either prove or disprove this conspiracy theory. And so I started sleuthing. I sleuthed all over the internet. I went through every single one of these fucking links, read them all in their entirety. And like any conspiracy theory, the more you read about it, the more you start to believe. The more it becomes real in your mind's eye. And you're like, holy shit, could this be true? And I'm here to tell you all, it is. It is true. No, it's not. It's actually completely false. It's falsifiable. I'm sorry. I can't do this for too long. It is time for a surf debunking. We have not done one of these in quite some time, and hopefully today's will be wild. So, a little background. First, I'm going to read a Twitter thread, by a Mr. Jackson Hinkle, a public figure with an audience. And certainly, like most public figures with an audience, a responsibility to properly vet your sources, properly vet what you talk about, because when you promote ideas, especially ones that could be potentially dangerous, it is important that they have some fact-based information behind them. And this is not one that is unique to Jackson Hinkle, of course. This is a story that has got the entire internet excited, very, very excited, because it is, of course, like any good conspiracy theory, interesting, fascinating, and one that makes you feel like you're more intelligent than people who haven't figured it out yet. You can find the same kind of patterns as you will with this one, with, say, 9/11 truthers or QAnoners, where there is a series of coincidences, and when they are all added up together, it starts to formulate a theory, a conspiracy theory. And if you are one of the few people who has taken the time to learn and figure out all the clues, in the case of QAnon, it was the crumbs, well then you will be one of the enlightened few who know the way the world really works. When the veil has been lifted, the truth shall be seen. I read this yesterday, and I guess I'll have to combine maybe the footage from yesterday's program where I was just laughing hysterically at this with today's, where I'm going to be a lot more serious. But I would like to present this as a little bit more fact-based today. And this is a viral tweet, by the way. It's already got nearly 5,000 likes, 1,000 retweets, 310 quote tweets. This has done very well, Mr. Jackson Hinkle. Ghislaine Maxwell likely ran one of the most powerful Reddit accounts in history. Very strong language here. Likely ran. It was the 8th highest ranking account in Total Karma, the first account to reach 1 million karma, power mod for the site's largest subreddits. She posted almost daily until she was taken into custody. When she wasn't posting about the top news of the day, she often wrote about the ages of sexual consent. You're still stating this as if it's factual. When she wasn't doing this, she was doing that. So this is it. When she wasn't posting about the top news of the day, she often wrote about the ages of sexual consent, the supposed overreach of sex offender laws, pedophilia, graphic violence against children, overzealous child protection legislation, and advocated for legalization of child porn. The rare instances Maxwell logged off Reddit for more than a day at a time align with big events in her life. Spoopy. Big events in her life, including the wake of her mother's death and so much discussed Kleiner Perkins party where the former Reddit CEO, Ellen K. Powell, claimed she saw her in attendance. So, again, the only times this account logged off were specifically the times that line up with Ghislaine Maxwell having done serious things in her life. Maxwell Hill, the account's username, is speculated to be a combo of her surname and the family estate in the UK, Headington Hill Hull. In a recent Gizmodo article, Matt Honan listed the anonymous Maxwell Hill as the most powerful person on the internet. That is true. Swinged. Thank you very much for the tier one. Maxwell Hill's AMA strongly suggests the account owner is British by the terminology she uses. Fuck, the detectives are on the case here. I mean, Jackson Hinkle is basically Sherlock Holmes. I don't know who's going to be Watson. Maybe Haas or someone else is going to take up the mantle. For instance, their favorite word is bollocks, and the use of English colloquialisms. That the user claims to be male is likely an attempt to remain anonymous, which is not surprising. Maxwell Hill worked closely with the Reddit co-founders to help seed content and popularize the site. If Reddit knowingly gave control of their front page to Ghislaine for 14 years, that means the top news site was editorialized by one of the most prolific child sex traffickers in history. Massive, massive connotations on this. It's huge. This story, if true, could be one of the biggest, I would say, conspiracies related to a major news website on the internet at large, as well as the collaboration of a company, a big tech company, with someone who is, collaborating with a known child sex trafficker and a pedophile. So this has a lot of interesting tidbits to it. It gets more interesting if you go to the actual Reddit thread itself. And this is coming directly from r/conspiracy. Now, I know some of the more skeptics among you are going to say, if you're in r/conspiracy, you've gone too deep. I mean, it's not a good place to go. I mean, they're at least getting a lot better about filtering out the anti-Semitism, but you shouldn't be hanging out in r/conspiracy because it's not good for you. Well, to you, I say, you haven't read this article. You haven't read how many tangible links there are. It gets very, very scary when you realize all of these connections. Here's the original post with evidence of you, Maxwell Hill, being Ghislaine Maxwell. The post features an article by the Daily Mail, reputable source, the Daily Mail. I've edited this post for corrections, readability, broken links, and included even more research. I'm now certain the account was operated by Ghislaine Maxwell. Certain. So, what is the evidence presented? The account, Maxwell Hill, moderator and lead moderator of many huge subs, including world news, politics, and technology. Well, I mean, that's not necessarily indicative of anything, but the user has been removed from politics and technology subs, okay? The user is a Redditor since 2006, and the first to collect 1 million karma, now the 12th most linked karma, 8th when the post ceased, and a charter member, okay? We're not to the evidence yet, sorry. Maxwell Hill was a very active Reddit user who produced highly upvoted posts, but there's been no posting at all since Ghislaine Maxwell was arrested. Here is the most interesting one. The one that is the scariest of all of them. And the one that is like, oof, that's a hard one to debunk. Because it all hinges on this. This is the linchpin of this entire conspiracy theory. Maxwell Hill stopped posting when Ghislaine Maxwell was arrested. Which is pretty sus. I mean, that could mean a lot of things. You can correlate someone suddenly not posting with a lot of different events that happened on that date itself. And you could say that maybe these are connections. But again, if this is the case that you're making, that this is secretly Ghislaine Maxwell, because maybe the names sound kind of similar. This is working well in your favor. That this account has not made a single post in any way, shape, or form since Ghislaine Maxwell was arrested. The evidence. Posts nearly every day for 14 years up until Ghislaine Maxwell's arrest. That is kind of sus. Gaps in the posting line up with Maxwell's mother's death and the Kleiner Perkins party, where Ellen K. Powell reported seeing Maxwell and the Terramar Project's beach. User claims to be born in December, and Wikipedia shows December 25th is the birthday for Maxwell. Posts articles about why we should legalize child exploitation material. Gripes about overzealous child protection laws. Discusses the age of consent in various countries here and here. Moderator of Our Environment and small subreddit Our Environment Action. Many posts about ocean protection. The Terramar Project. Anyone? Maxwell Hill. Maybe a combination of the surname and the family estate in the UK. Headington Hill Hall. Account spam strictly liberal propaganda, but doesn't seem to have mentioned anything Epstein related. Curious. User is not some person from Malaysia, as Our World News mods have said here and here. Maxwell Hill says she only visited Malaysian countries. Maxwell Hill's AMA strongly suggests user is British by the terminology she uses. For instance, their favorite word is bollocks and the use of English colloquialisms. You can see how much Jackson Hinkle basically just, copied this. I mean, in some places, just straight up plagiarism. But anyways, that's... a different conspiracy for a different time. The user claims to be male is likely an attempt to remain anonymous, which is not surprising since she was a sex trafficker and child groomer for Epstein. This one is just literally, he went like that and then went like that and then went like this and then the tweet went like that and then went paste. User was accused of corruption, auto-deleting mentions of their own accounts and more. Article, meet the Reddit power user who helped bring down our technology. The article also implies Maxwell Hill worked closely with Reddit co-founders Alexis Ohanian and Steve Huffman to help seed content and popularize the site. This was Maxwell Hill's job. And Huffman and Ohanian created hundreds of fake accounts to help spread and seed content. Senior moderators and important subs can shape the narrative, especially this one. So, as you're probably guessing right now, when I looked over this the first time, I was very quick to say, I understand the feeling that a lot of you may be getting because I am getting that same feeling. I got that same feeling the very first time someone sent me Loose Change when I was a wee lad. Someone sent me the video Loose Change. Well, I wasn't that wee. I think I was in my like last year of high school or something. Anyways, someone sends me Loose Change, which is a conspiracy theory video on 9/11 being an inside job. And when I finished it, I got that feeling where, oh, whoa. Are we getting the full official story? This is interesting. Okay, I'm going to look more into this. And then after doing a little bit of Googling and sleuthing, I found out pretty quickly that the entire thing was a conspiracy theory. But before that, that couple of minutes before, you do get that neat idea and that neat feeling that, holy shit, I figured something out. Or other people have figured it out, but I'm now a part of this. I'm a part of this. And it really is neat because no one else has reported on this. No one else has let anyone truly know about this massive fine. Like, the implications for this would be gargantuan, right? Especially in relation to Ghislaine Maxwell and the current trial that's going on. And there isn't any hard evidence, though. There's no hard evidence outside of speculation. The whole thing is speculation. It's speculating that because this is a coincidence, it might mean this. Because this is another coincidence, it might mean this. It's all circumstantial, right? This could be proof of something, but we don't know that it is. Yet, all right? We still don't know that it is. Loose Change, it was a 9/11 conspiracy video. This is how we get Q. This is basically, QAnon is very similar, where you start to notice patterns, right? And you start to pick up on those patterns, and those patterns start to become more spooky. Now, I'm going to be honest, this is way more clever than Q ever was. Q is utter nonsense. If you were a QAnoner, then you really had to go to limits and mental gymnastics to continuously believe in a conspiracy theory that was ever-changing and evolving. But, I mean, it was just so very vague. Like, QAnon and the Q, like, quotes coming out were just kind of like, firebrand, security, logistics, who controls everything, do you believe, after going through Q posts, I was like, I can't believe this became what it did, because it's utterly absurd, whereas this one feels a lot more like something that could be plausibly true. There's a lot of coincidences, they're spoopy, they're all kind of lining up. I mean, the more I read about this or watch it, the more I'm like, ooh, this is starting to feel real. And I also read the entire article yesterday by Vice that says the whole thing is a sham. It came out in 2020. It's an incoherent conspiracy theory. It's based mostly on the fact that Maxwell Hill happens to sound like Maxwell. Maybe Vice just didn't know what they were talking about. Maybe Vice put out that old article before getting the full story, because now that we have the full story, everything's starting to look even more spoopy. The user account was scrubbed of pedophile references after discovery. Maxwell Hill was a key player on Reddit when it was purchased by the unknown Epstein Associates code NAST. Breaks in Maxwell Hill's posting history on Reddit lines up with the disappearance of Madeleine McCann. Maxwell Hill gets a personal mention from Alexis Ohanian, the Reddit co-founder, in this post. Again, more things, more spoopiness. It's starting to see and feel like it's real. This is less of a conspiracy and more of a conspira fact. We're here. So, last night, after watching Demon Mama's video on the subject, I was like, Demon Mama did an investigation, and apparently did a thorough investigation, and also, by the end of it, started getting to the feeling, the conclusion, if you will, that this whole thing is, in fact, real. And so I stayed up way later than I should have last night, and I was on a mission. I was on a mission to either prove or disprove this conspiracy theory. And so I started sleuthing. I sleuthed all over the internet. I went through every single one of these fucking links, read them all in their entirety. And like any conspiracy theory, the more you read about it, the more you start to believe, the more it becomes real in your mind's eye. And you're like, holy shit, could this be true? And I'm here to tell you all, it is. It is true. No, it's not. It's actually completely false. It's falsifiable. I'm sorry. I can't do this for too long. I reached out to a whole bunch of people, including some journalists and other people like that, including TrueAnon, the TrueAnon podcast. If you haven't checked out TrueAnon, you really should. TrueAnon has been doing fantastic, amazing coverage of both Jeffrey Epstein and the Ghislaine Maxwell trial that is going on right now. The TrueAnon podcast is absolutely fantastic. I cannot recommend it enough. Thank you to whoever in the chat originally told me that I should be listening to TrueAnon. You were right. Now, I figured if anybody would be wanting to get all over this, because they have been, their lives, their entire career is dedicated to covering Jeffrey Epstein and to covering the conspiracies surrounding Jeffrey Epstein, because there is a lot of truth to this idea that there is a rich class of billionaires who just live in a different universe than the rest of us. These rich billionaires, they break laws constantly. They have actual child pedophile rings, and some of the most powerful people on the planet are a part of this. Bill Clinton, Donald Trump, Bill Gates. They're going to this on the Lolita Express, it's the actual name of the plane, to a secret island to do drugs and have sex with minors. It is disgusting. It is deplorable. It is horrifying. But that is real. And that is something that needs to be talked about and uncovered. Now, of course, we do not know whether or not Donald Trump or Bill Clinton or Prince Andrew or Bill Gates actually did have sex with kids. But we know that they were a part of what seems to be this entourage of people who were just obsessed with the glamour and the glitz of the Jeffrey Epstein life, you know? There's just something about Jeffrey Epstein. He's a playboy. He's a maverick. There's got to be something to it. So to find out on top of that, that there is this also conspiracy that Ghislaine Maxwell, his partner, was also one of the most powerful Redditors who behind the scenes was pushing forward all the news that the internet consumes, almost acting as if this kind of like quasi PR agent for Epstein, never truly, putting forward the true narrative and hiding and doing a cover for Epstein behind the scenes. Does the prosecution know about this? Are they going to bring this up? Because this is massive. If true, this would be such a crucial part of their case. And TrueAnon got back to me. And they were like, "Oh, you should listen to episode 8 that we just did. I think that'll kind of get you to know our opinions on it." So I did. They're not fans. They're really not fans of this because, again, two people have dedicated their lives and their profession to covering Epstein and all the horrors and atrocities committed by this billionaire fucking capitalist pedophile sex cult. It's kind of upsetting to them to say. I mean, to put it lightly, it's a little upsetting to have something of this size and scale become as popular as it is because it kind of obfuscates the real important work that they're doing, which is trying to uncover what is happening. Now, yes, you in the chat now are saying that I'm in the pocket of Big Jizz. That could be the case, or it could be yet another case of they weren't the only ones I reached out to. I reached out to some other people and some of my online friends who are really good at sleuthing. Matt Binder, for example. Matt Binder was the first person to turn me on to this individual. JD, also known as Hasherin, a 26-year-old who happens to be one of the moderators for r/World News, who posted this. Here's Max commenting yesterday in the World News backroom where we discuss moderation, so he can't be Maxwell in prison. Redacted. But this is showing the date and a post. And here's him replying to a message from me. You, Maxwell Hill. Yeah, I logged on a couple of hours and saw all this shit in my PM. Quite funny, actually. But conspiracy theories are by nature toxic. Otherwise, they wouldn't attract readers. But I am too busy with new contracts after break to bother with all this nonsense. Take care. Stay safe. Would you object to me sharing this reply to prove that you're not currently in prison for being an Epstein accomplice? 2020 is really coming out for some of the weirdest things. Now, hold on, I know what you're all saying. Lance, this doesn't disprove the conspiracy theory, okay? This does not disprove it, because these can be forged. Yeah, I mean, this individual could be faking it. This individual, how do we even know that he is a mod for r/World News? And this could have been photoshopped. This could be part of the conspiracy, This could be part of the cover-up. This person is just trying to cover the tracks. That could be part of it too. It's very easy to forge a document like this, right? Like anyone could do this on Photoshop in a couple hours. You're right. So I reached out to the individual and we had a dialogue and we started going back and forth. And I asked them, would you be able to film said messages? Because it's a lot harder to do that. It's a lot harder to forge a cell phone filming a computer screen showing that this, in fact, did take place from the official account, and then click on the official account to show that your browser then links to you, Maxwell Hill.
Okay, this conversation is the 8th of July, 2020, where I told him first that people were saying that he was. Would you object to me sharing this reply to prove you're not currently in prison for being an Epstein accomplice? No, don't post anything yet while they're enjoying their conspiracy theories. You'll end up being an accomplice because people will twist it round and round to blow it up even more. Don't want r/worldnews to be dragged into this. Leave for a while, enjoy the show. Besides, the PM has a tight date timestamp if you need to post days later.
There's the scrolling, so you can see that as well. I know it's not super exciting, kind of anticlimactic, but at this point, in order to still believe in this conspiracy theory and for it to be factual, you now have to add that he has doctored this in some way, shape, or form. If you would like, I can release the full videos. He's given me permission to do so, showing both him scrolling through Reddit, the website, and clicking on these links, and also showing with timestamps and dates Maxwell Hill communicating with him directly after Ghislaine Maxwell was already in prison. So either he has faked this video of him scrolling through Reddit and showing the time, dates, and stamps and everything. That's how much further you're going to have to take this. Or the next thing would be that Ghislaine Maxwell somehow got someone else to use the account just to be able to message this one individual, or did it from prison again somehow. Again, impossible. But there is multiple correspondences between this individual and Maxwell Hill after Ghislaine Maxwell is already in jail. So as far as me, someone who does not believe in this conspiracy theory from the start, that's enough for me to be like, this is over. Like, it's fucking done. You, like, Jackson, you should take down your tweets. It's pretty fucked up that they're going viral. And this is definitely not something you should be spreading as fact. What else is odd is like, okay, Lance, but what about the story? What about the whole why did he stop tweeting, or why did he stop posting on Reddit immediately after Ghislaine Maxwell was arrested? And in some of the correspondence between me and one of these Redditors is like, because he got a whole bunch of fucking hate. Like, he's like, his inbox is like riddled with death threats, hate threats. People think that they're communicating with Ghislaine Maxwell now. So yeah, I'm assuming they don't want to keep using their Reddit account is another thing. Lance, you fool. This is easy to fake. Inspect Element is all you need. There's a lot of ways you could still fake this. I'm not saying this is the end of the story, everybody, but it is for me in terms of like this whole thing was incredibly loose. This whole thing was basically at the most hinging on circumstantial evidence, right? This whole thing was hinging on, well, this person did this at this time, this person did this at this time, this person did this time. The inspect element trick is only applicable when the video only shows a single page. If someone is clicking and loading a new page, it wouldn't work. I mean, that's the thing with conspiracy theories. If you've already bought into this and your mind already sees the world in this one way, then there's really nothing in terms of evidence that I'm going to be able to present that is going to put this to rest for you. There's always going to be something else. This individual who is, again, I specifically asked they not do a screen grab. I asked if they could film their actual computer monitor, because if you film your computer monitor, especially with the low fi resolution, it's a lot harder to fake all this, right? But I'm sure there's people who are going to say, well, yeah, but what about like all these like, you know, details? What about the fact that it looks like a JPEG? It looks like low resolution because of the compression. Did the compression change it? Did they fake it because of that? Are they faking the other aspects of it? Like, to what degrees do you need to go before you're like, well, this individual did or did not get a message directly from Maxwell Hill. They've sent me so many different videos from so many different angles, doing so many different things to try and wash away the people who in chat, I guess, are, well, it's just you six pairs of feet, but people who are still going to be like, well, this could still be faked. There is still a fake. The burden of proof for this is on the conspiracy theorists. You're the ones who have to prove this is real. You have absolutely no hard evidence yet, right? If you had a video or a screenshot of Ghislaine Maxwell with Reddit open and in the corner it said Maxwell Hill's user account, boom, there you go. You got something. As of now, all you have is coincidences, a whole bunch of spooky coincidences. That's it. And combining all these coincidences together to form a theory, a conspiracy theory. That does not make the conspiracy theory real. Again, it's based on internet sleuthing. This is the same way that Q works. That's why I'm saying that Jackson Hinkle is MLQ if he's going to keep propagating this conspiracy theory before he has substantial evidence. You do not have substantial evidence. I, on the other hand, have found someone who has video of them communicating with Maxwell Hill. Is this also fake? Is this part of the conspiracy theory? Is this not true? Fine. But the burden of proof isn't on me to prove to you that this entire thing is not a conspiracy theory. That's on the conspiracy theorists. They are the ones who have to prove to you that this is in fact real before you take this and then you tell other people this is real. You know? I said this all though in this segment. People talked about shotguns. Like, here's the thing. Just because check out Matt Lance went on. No. Let me be clear. I actually loved this. This was a lot of fun. I like rabbit holes, and I like internet culture, and I like the way that people interact with each other on the evidence, right? I think that I have personally more hard evidence here than the conspiracy theorists do. Personally, I mean, yes, there's a lot of things that you can throw and poke holes in. This individual faked this video. This individual went to the lengths of sending me fucking like five or six different videos, and every single one of them is a masterclass in both faking how to use Reddit and all this other shit, right? But at the end of the day, again, this falls on the conspiracy theorists to prove, not to me. To prove, to disprove. So you, Maxwell Hill, is just Peppa Sylvia. They really want to sell this one. Like, I understand why though. Like this one is cool. This is a fun one. Okay. There's a lot of really spooky coincidences. I mean, I was right to be skeptical of it because it turns out it's not real. But there is a lot of spooky coincidences in this whole thing. By the way, this account is not like a burner account. I have like, you can go through it. You can look at the posts. This is someone who is a real human being who does real posts. It's not like something that disappeared a couple days ago. They do a lot of retweeting, but it's also like it's not like they haven't posted in like 3 years and all of a sudden like popped up, made this, and then disappeared again. You know, this was from December 8th, just had my first therapy session. So either way, it's fun. It's fun. I get it. It is incredibly fun, but, it's a conspiracy theory. Oh, by the way, it's one that also was very prolific on 4chan and also one that overlapped with a lot of, very super yikesy shit. Always be careful when you're going down, these rabbit holes. Because you may end up, I spent close to like 30 minutes going through 4chan posts, the original ones that were like the kind of the origin story of this conspiracy theory, and it's a bad place. It's a scary place. Any more questions? Is this still in people's mind's eye? Can I move on to Unreal Engine 5? Because it's unreal, I tell you. It's unreal. That is great. I love all your due diligence. Case closed. Share photos. To be honest, I don't really care, but I'm not convinced either way. And part of that is because there's already evidence of mods lying for them. So a mod confirming it's not them. A mod saying it before they were in Malaysian. Again, today ruled. But I don't know either way. I don't know what to care now. Rittenhouse went on Crowder's show. Yes, Winston. We talked about that like 4 days ago. I'm golden. I'm not telling any of you what to believe. You can continue to believe the conspiracy theory. In this case, I don't. And again, it's beware believing in things when you have zero factual evidence. That's basically the biggest thing about this. Like, that was the same problem with 9/11 conspiracy theories, is that it was all, like, people just speculating. Well, jet fuel can't melt steel beams. So, I mean, how could this have happened? Look, we have steel beams that have actually just melted off. I think this is because it's a controlled demolition, because if you look at it, this is how controlled demolitions work. And so it kind of shows that. And then, and like, well, I am not an engineer. I don't know a lot about this. Maybe I'm going to talk and see what the engineers have to say. And all of a sudden it's like, well, jet fuel can't melt steel beams. It can, you know, at the heat that jet fuel was burning, it can lower the strength of steel to such a degree that, yes, it will collapse in and of itself, like a like what we're calling a pancake theory, you know? How do you go through 4chan posts, bud? Posts are deleted regularly. Well, that's part of the conspiracy, you see? I in fact am now a key player in this giant conspiracy. Yeah, I went down the loose chain rabbit hole too when I was younger. I mean, this, like I said, this one's fun. This one's good. In terms of like our conspiracies, I think it's falsifiable, but. So you've just been listening to an episode of The Surf Times, and if you enjoy it and want to see The Surf Times, you can go to wearesurfs.com or watch the live shows at thesurfs.tv. And also everywhere social media is sold, basically thesurfs.tv, you'll find us there, twitter.com/thesurfstv, for example. It would also help us out tremendously if you could leave a good review of this podcast if you enjoyed it, either on, I don't know, iTunes or wherever you're podcasting. Apparently it does help, and yeah, we hope to see you soon.
To our gods, Xander Corvus and Peyton L. Joost, we will build a ladder to heaven to deliver you the daily news. To our monarch, Tom Spiker, we are your most humble of clownish jesters. To our lords, Trevor R. and Alexander Thaler, you have our undying fealty. To our knights of the round table, Nate, that one guy, Hagbird Celine, Matthew Scarborough, Stellar Vision, Ariana McCarthy, Daniel Sutton, Ants Are Still Running the World, Coulter Smith, Tom Groh, Val 9000, Jenna Tal, Quiet 185, Anna Loves Riley, Riley and Anna, Omni, Poodle Hawk, The Tim Caucus, Multi Mondi, Trevor Janis, Lemmy 101, Anthropophojack, Saren 42, Chronic to Hemp Hog, Catherine, Radical Maniac, Ramon Acosta, Incosin, Violent Orchard, Sophie Baby, Political Puppy, Andreas Chiringuito, Zach Christensen, Josh Mickelson, Todd Buckingham, and Todd Lajeunesse. We shall meet you in the tavern, and we raise a drink, and we salute you.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.